The worst afterlife I can imagine is hell. The second worst may be heaven. I scribbled these rash sentences on the page of a notebook in the summer of 2005. Vedanta holds that every afterlife is created to give us what we expect. In the summer of 2005, death was something I had to think about constantly because my mother had lapsed into a coma. "Hurry," an urgent voice said on the phone from India. I was on a jet immediately, uncertain whether I would reach her bedside in time to say goodbye. My mother was nearly 80 and had been gradually fading for the past 5 years. Everyone in the family agreed that it would be a blessing for her suffering to end. My mother passed away still in a coma a few hours after I arrived at her bedside. The mind cannot keep grief away, but knowing that she was now to discover who she really was sustained me. Millions of people do not think in this way, relying on the time-honored idea of heaven, but that's changing. After the Columbia space shuttle disaster in 2003, in which the craft exploded and killed all 7 people aboard, President Bush said he was sure that the dead astronauts are now in heaven. Yet in Tennessee, pollsters asked people if they agreed, and although 74% said they believed in the afterlife, only about half of them, 37% of the total, thought that the astronauts were in heaven, with another third saying they didn't know. You may be a believer, skeptic, or agnostic. Yet when you look at where other people fall, which may be very far outside your belief system, it may be disturbing to consider that you may all be right. Believers may go to the heaven or hell that matches their religious background. In the afterlife, they will meet their most cherished versions of God or gods. They will find themselves surrounded by angels or bodhisattvas. The experience could even feel like nothing. Skeptics may find that the afterlife is a blank, devoid of conscious sensation. For them, dying could lead to a long sleep without any perception of the self. The question is how long this state will last or what it might become. For agnostics, the afterlife is problematic. They may perceive that they remain themselves, occupying a kind of limbo where good and bad deeds form a hazy cloud that never resolves decisively. In this kind of afterlife, the same worries and ambiguities that reside at the center of the agnostic worldview may persist. For Christians, purgatory fits this description. And the undecided or open-minded people? They may be in for the biggest surprise, because someone who is truly open-minded dies without any expectations. If your approach to life is take it one day at a time, the very last day won't be any different. In short, the ability of consciousness to shape our lives is the most permanent thing about us, the one aspect of the mind we can expect to continue. Everyone's basic choices, which have shaped their lives, begin at the level of consciousness. At this level, choices aren't simple. They depend on memory and conditioning, on culture and expectation. All these ingredients factor into what happens in the afterlife. Only one of the beliefs that make a difference centers on religion. Looming much larger are the infinite other choices we make every day, for they create our personal reality. What you choose today will ripple throughout 1,000 tomorrows.